99 Jam, South Florida's only station for hip-hop.
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 And R&B.
You feel that anger?
Oh, shit. You know
this
it.
This is it. Sibby, you feel that? Bishop, you feel that?
This is it, baby.
I feel it all the way back here.
Darren say, I feel it all the way back here. This is it. Oh, boy, what a great day. What a blessed day. And this morning, we have another special guest. And I'm going to tell you, as God continues to use us here at the radio station, we're going to continue to give you information. And it's information that we feel like is really important to our listeners. And we have a special guest in here, Dr. Congrat.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
I'm all right.
This gentleman came about, and he wants to talk about a silent killer. And a silent killer, you're probably wondering, what are we talking about? It's something that somebody in our family that we have dealt with, are we going to deal with something? Dr. Congrat, what is the silent killer?
The silent killer is prostate cancer.
Okay.
It is silent because it happens to men.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is men don't want to talk. It turns out men are different from women. I figured that out. Have you noticed?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. We feel like we don't need to go to the doctor.
We don't need anything. You know, if you tell a woman, you know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, go out and get your purple blender, you get tens of thousands of purple blenders sold.
Mm-hmm.
You tell the men prostate cancer, and you know what you get? Go away. There's no problem here. We're fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we as brothers, and prostate really affects the black community a lot.
1 out of 4 men is diagnosed.
Say that again.
1 out of 4.
Wow. That should tell you something. One out of four men, it affects. You got an event that is going on, the open conversation about prostate cancer. And let's talk about where that's going to be and where it's going to start.
The event you're talking about is going to be this Thursday morning at Miami's Intercontinental Hotel at 8 o'clock in the morning. For reservations, 305-854-2568. That's 305-854-2568. Let me tell you why it happened.
Okay.
That's the fun part.
Okay.
The taboo's eroding. The walls are coming down. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the precedent set by the women with the Susan G. Komen. But in the last few weeks, seemingly spontaneously, and nothing ever is, there are reasons things happen, but people from every corner of our South Florida community have gotten it. Whether you're talking about Merritt Stierheim, the former county manager, whether you're talking about Stanley Tate, whether you're talking about Ken Griffey Sr., who's going to be there on Thursday morning, or Al Dodson Sr., people get it. They want to talk about it. Somebody just had to say it first and then the rest joined. I think the word is getting out. I do think the walls are coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And we ought to seize that momentum, and we ought to talk about what's going to get so many of us and what we can do to avoid that.
Right.
1 out of 4 men?
Yeah. It's staggering, right?
Yeah.
I see
your
reaction.
You
look
epidemic.
At me like I'm crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's something. It's mind-boggling. It really is. And that's one reason we wanted to invite you here this morning, because one thing that we deal with is the body of Christ, the temple that he has given us, that we have to take care of it. We have to take care of that temple that he's given us. And if we don't go about ourselves to go to the doctor to see that we have prostate cancer, and I'm just going to say this. A lot of our guys, like me, we got this macho image. This macho image will take you in the ground if you don't go and get help. You could catch it in time enough and get treated for it, right?
Absolutely.
So let's talk about some of the doctors that's going to be there.
All right. Well, Inger, you said the word epidemic, and you're absolutely right. Our first speaker is going to be Peter Boyle. He's the director of the International Agency for Research on Cancer, and he's going to talk about the global epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to tell us where the rates are higher, where the rates are lower. They're the highest in the Caribbean, for example, and our Caribbean populations are especially affected. So we do have an epidemic going on. Our second speaker from Texas, from Dallas, his name is Jeff Cadedu. He's going to talk about technology. He's going to talk about hype. He's going to tell patients how they can approach this consumerist world of ours with all this information coming at us, much of it driven by commerce, by profit, and not necessarily medicine. How do you tell the real from the false? Our third speaker, Bud Burnett, coming down from Johns Hopkins, the truth about erections. Why? Because some of the prostate cancer treatments can have an effect on a man's ability to achieve erections. So he's going to tell us what he knows about that. Three phenomenal speakers. We're also going to have a local panel of experts. Now, you said something. I want to pick up on a tangent that you said, the spiritual element of all of this. You talked about the body that God has given us, the temple, you called it, that we have to take care of. And there is no question, and I'm finding the symbolism all over, the fact that we came up with the prostate cancer mission casts a certain spiritual cast, in my mind at least, on what we're supposed to be doing here. And I told you before the show, and I'll share it with the rest of you now, that there was a real spiritual element that I felt coming up here, and I told you this.
Right.
My first medical experience happened when I was 7 years old. I joined my father on a house call when I was seven to take care of a man with chest pain. It was in Jerusalem, and I was thinking about it because the day he reminds me of that day, the sun was shining, the day was warming up, the air, the cold mountain air was getting warm, and off we went on our first adventure. It's my first medical experience, and here I was driving up, and you were saying Jerusalem on the radio, and the air was the same. And it has the same sense of excitement and happiness about it that I had 40 years ago. Does that mean something?
That means a lot.
It's just my memory, but maybe it's more.
No, it means a lot. That means the spirit is taking place. It means the spirit is taking place. And that's why we wanted to bring you in because, you know, my thing is God always leads me. It's not my thinking. It's his thinking that where his people has to be taken care of. And that's why when I saw this, I said, you know, we got to talk about prostate cancer. The churches, they do health fairs. But when you guys are putting on something like this here, and let me ask you this question. Is this free? Is it a cost where people can just come?
It's a $35 tax-deductible contribution to the not-for-profit prostate cancer mission. It includes breakfast.
Okay. And then for some of the ladies, sometimes you have to drag your husband out. Sometimes you have to drag your boyfriend out. If you really love them enough, take them to this event so they can learn about what's going on. Because when it hits you, it will affect you down the line. You need to go to this event and learn more about it because you're going to know somebody down the line, a friend. I have a friend who's just gone through that. And I just shared with him. I say, look, man, you can't sit around and talk about you can't afford it. Go to the doctor. And he went, and the doctor said, we ain't worried about the money right now. We need to take care of you. And it just, I thank God for the doctor being there to take care of this guy. He's doing a lot better. And I told him, I said, you worry about a job. The job ain't worried about you if you're not here. So we as men have to really, really take care of ourselves. And I know for a fact with a lot of my own friends, we get into the situation, I ain't got time to go to the doctor. You need to find time. When you talk about the Ken Griffin Sr., who's willing to talk about it, these are people that's been in the business, been in the majors. If they're willing to talk about it, it's serious.
Right. Is there a certain age, like how for women there's a certain age that they should go and start having their mammograms? Is there a certain age that the men should go and start being checked?
What you need to recognize that age is the principal risk factor for having prostate cancer. The older you are, the higher the risk. There's no absolute as to the specific age when you need to start, but you have to recognize certain risk factors in addition to age. For example, family history. We talked about that here a few minutes ago. I operated recently on a 37-year-old with prostate cancer. Now, we like to think of prostate cancer as an old man's disease. I don't think of a 37-year-old as an old man.
No, it's not.
Why did he go in and get checked? Well, his father, three uncles, and a cousin had prostate cancer, and he understood what that meant for him, and he was right. So you can certainly get it. Now, I've seen men in their 30s who don't have a family history, but generally speaking, we start to screen actively when men are in their 40s and follow them over time. You know, they get your cholesterol checked. It's the same blood test. It's not even an extra effort.
Okay. Well, we're going to come back. We're going to talk with you more about this because it's an issue that I don't want to put aside. It's something that we need to deal with and go ahead and face it. And try to help someone today. Okay? South Florida 759. We're 99.
Jams.
We all.
Dr. Congrad, once again, good morning to you, sir.
How are you?
I wanted you to stay over because it's some other information we want to talk about, and I want to make sure our listener gets it. The silent treatment, the silent killer, prostate cancer. Again, how many men does it affect?
In America, one out of six men. There are some populations more affected. The African-American community, it's one out of four.
And how often do you think we should go and get our prostate checked?
All else being equal, if there's no particular situation, family history, once a year, every 2 years, get your cholesterol checked, get your prostate checked. It's so easy.
And if we don't, shouldn't we even ask our doctors if they don't even mention it to us?
Yes, you should.
Okay, Darren, you were saying something earlier about too.
Well, I just wanted to know because I just went and got my prostate checked this week. Thank you, and I had no idea this was coming up. But my question is, since it's called a silent killer or a silent threat, are there any symptoms that we should be aware of as we go?
We call it the silent threat for two reasons. Number one, it doesn't speak to us. It's creeping up on us. And if we don't go and check for it, it won't give us advance notice. By the time it causes symptoms, it is probably too late. You have to be proactive about it. You have to check. Wow. It is also the silent threat because we don't talk about it.
What should we expect if, what should we look for as a man? What should we look for?
Two things. Number one, the prostate exam. Takes 5 to 10 seconds to do. And the PSA, the prostate-specific antigen blood test. When that blood result comes back, you should ask your doctor, what was my result? And you should not be satisfied if he says everything is normal. The word normal connotes that there is no risk. What you really want to know is the specific number. Such, for example, if the number is between 2.5 and 4, you know that your risk is about 25%. Okay, know the number.
Okay, good.
And once we know that number, is there anything that we can do to better that situation? Let's say we come in at a higher number. How do we begin to diagnose this situation and get preventative treatment for it?
Assuming for argument's sake you're dealing with an otherwise healthy 50-year-old man whose PSA is 5 nanograms per milliliter, and let's say it's not a lab error, you've repeated it, it's really 5, that man's risk is 25% of having prostate cancer. To be sure about the diagnosis, you need a biopsy. That is the next step. Now, you said what you can do about it, almost implying, I thought, if I understood you right, that there's perhaps some home remedy, that there's something you can do about it and somehow avoid the next step, which may be an unpleasant thought, maybe a prostate biopsy. There is an overwhelming temptation all around us, and it's being promoted by people who are out there to sell you specific products to do everything you want them to do, including lower your PSA. There is an overwhelming temptation to take whatever the guy down the street has for you in a bottle. Avoid that temptation. That's how patients get in trouble. I have a patient who came to believe in blueberries. And he took them for 5 years. And by the time he came in for conventional treatment, there was nothing that we could do for him. So avoid those false temptations. There's only one God. And this is not religion we're talking about. And blueberries and the stuff in the bottle, that's not your solution. Let the doctor guide you.
If somebody wants to learn more about it, is there a website you guys have that they can go to?
We've established a website for this event. It is the pcmission.org, PC prostate cancer, pcmission.org.
Okay. And I got two pastors and a bishop here, and I can only say, gentlemen, while you guys are in the pulpit, sometimes you need to mention to our men's that you need to go get your prostate checked. Because we would love to see you guys continue to come to the church and praise God. Absolutely. But if we don't tell you the right thing, we're like, hey, we're locking you out the door and we don't want to do that. Yep. What do you think about that, Bishop?
I think that's extremely important. And the doctor made an excellent point about history. Now, my great-grandfather died from prostate cancer. My father died from prostate cancer. So it's very prevalent in my line. And as a young guy, you know, we think that we're invincible.
Exactly.
You got to go and get it checked out. It's just that's the bottom line. Young guys are not exempt. I think the doctor made mention of a patient he had, 37 years old. That's serious business.
When is a good time for the young guys to start? Because some of them going to say, well, you still didn't tell me what time to start.
Okay, 40. You want a number? Start with 40. Unless you've got an extensive family history. Yeah. Does that mean you're off the hook if you're 35 and there's no family history? You're never fully off the hook.
Right.
All right. Okay. But let me ask you something. If you're 35 and you're getting your blood pressure checked for a work physical, I mean, how many of us have been in our 20s and 30s through some kind of encounter with a doctor? We don't wait till we're 40 for our first visit. Do you know your cholesterol? Have you had a life insurance check? It's all the same tests. Yeah. It's so easy.
Well, I want to thank you this morning for coming in and sharing this valuable information. And I just want to say I thank God for you. And I hope some of our listeners is taking this in real serious. And I tell you, ladies, the reason why I'm keep calling you because it takes you some time to drag us by the ear.
That's right. That's
sometimes right. It takes the woman to drag us by the ear to make sure we get to the doctor. And daughters, stay on your dad. Stay on your father and make sure if you love him enough. And Darren, you said something early about, we were talking about $35.
Mm-hmm. I said if $35, what I referenced was if $35 is too much for you to spend on this event, then you don't value your life. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. if you think that education is expensive, you ought to try ignorance. Exactly. Ignorance is far more expensive yes. than education. Exactly. You need to spend. When you're spending money, you have to determine what you're going to spend money on.
Right.
And I want to know what's going on with me so I can be around to see my grandchildren.
Amen. Yeah. Ingrid, the number, please, they can go to, and we'll wrap this up.
The number that they can go to is 305-854-2568. Again, that's 305-854-2568. Or you can log on at the web and register for www.pcmission.org.
Okay. I just want to add, we don't necessarily have to drag every man there. We understand that Thursday morning's complicated for some people, and you made a pitch to the ladies. I'm saying if your man can't come, we want you there. The ladies are coming too.
Okay. We thank you. Again, we thank you for coming in. South Florida 829, and for more information, if you haven't gotten everything down, you can call here at the radio station. We'll share it with you on that note. Okay.
99 Jam, South Florida's only station for hip-hop.
Hip-hop. Hip-hop. Hip-hop.